I'm Ben Rizzuto, and you're listening to the Knowledge Labs podcast channel from Janus Henderson Investors. How many emails, articles, webinars, or podcasts have you seen since the end of last year regarding the Secure Act? Heck, you've probably received an email or two from us at Janus Henderson regarding the presentations we've created or the blog posts we've written on this massive piece of legislation. I wouldn't be surprised if I've received at least one, if not more, emails daily over the past several weeks. And whatever the number is, they have been numerous. In most cases, the information we've seen summarizes key points of the legislation. Others have discussed possible strategies, and still others may provide ideas on how it affects financial advisors. Well, today, you can add another podcast to the list. However, I'd like to cover a couple areas that I think will be interesting as they could affect the retirement plan landscape. They are the MEP provision in state-run retirement plans, as well as the elimination of the stretch IRA and its effects on how we should be educating and guiding participants. Let's start with the multiple employer plan provision. Simply put, this should allow a lot more small businesses to band together into what will now be called a pooled employer plan, as the Nexus and One Bad Apple rules have both been eliminated. The elimination of these rules means that businesses don't have to have a significant common relationship, such as participating in the same trade association, having a common business, or being within the same geographic area to start a PEP. Also, participating businesses in the pooled employer plan don't need to worry that a breach of fiduciary duty by one business will lead to the disqualification of the plan overall. With those two hurdles out of the way, employers can now enjoy economies of scale and opportunities to customize as they provide retirement plans to their employees. Overall, I think this is a good thing, but I'm interested to see how PEPs and state-run retirement plans coexist with each other moving forward. Based on the Secure Act, as well as an executive order from President Trump in 2019, we have seen that the federal government truly favors a private retirement plan option for small businesses, not the public type options we have seen through states like Oregon that have been mandated on small businesses that don't offer retirement plans to their employees. In fact, we saw the DOL and other organizations take legal action against states like Oregon and California, questioning if their state-run retirement plan programs actually breached ERISA. Even though there has been this negativity, California, Connecticut, Illinois, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, Oregon, Vermont, and Washington have all passed legislation to open their own state-run retirement plan systems or voluntary marketplaces. Along with that, we've seen several states and cities create task forces to investigate the viability of such programs, Colorado and New York City being the most recent. Plus, the Oregon Saves program, which is the program that has the longest track record, has been relatively successful. The program reported after its two-year anniversary that just over 104,000 employees, or 71% of those eligible, had enrolled. Now, some say it's too early to say for certain if Oregon Saves is a success, as data shows that around 20% of employees have already taken a pre-retirement withdrawal. So it may be that many folks could be using it as a rainy day account versus a retirement account, but either way, it does seem to be a viable option over its short lifetime. Furthermore, a recent EBRI study showed that nationalizing the Oregon Saves program would be beneficial for participants and businesses. More specifically, EBRI found that if a, quote-unquote Oregon Saves-like program was offered at the national level, it would provide a 16.3% reduction in retirement deficits, as measured by average retirement savings shortfalls for those aged 35 to 39, and a 3.1% reduction for those between 60 and 64 years old. Overall, this type of program could reduce retirement deficits by $456 billion. What's noteworthy for us, and maybe another outcome of the SECURE Act for retirement plans, is that Oregon Saves is an automatic Roth IRA program. So not only would this type of program decrease retirement deficits, but based on another study from the University of Michigan, the Rothification of retirement contributions would lead to lower lifetime tax payments, delayed retirements and delayed Social Security taking by participants, and an overall reduction in consumption. So with all that said, with the fact that these PEPs will be easier to create, and with the idea that the state-run retirement plan program provides an easy, low-cost, and beneficial option for small business owners and employees, the question is, which option wins out? It may hinge on how easy PEPs are to open and work within, the amount of customization that's available. Or it could just come down to the easy, low cost that the states are providing. We shall have to wait and see. One of the most significant changes made by the SECURE Act was the elimination of the Stretch IRA. This provision has many financial planners concerned, especially those who have already done estate planning for their clients. The Stretch IRA has been a popular retirement and estate planning strategy since it allowed non-spouse beneficiaries of defined contribution plans and IRA accounts to stretch the life of the account over several years, if not decades, based on the recipient's life expectancy. Now, under the SECURE Act, the entire inherited retirement account must be emptied by the end of the 10 years following the year of inheritance. This significantly changes the tax ramifications of being a beneficiary for one of these accounts. But because of it, I think it may provide the retirement plan industry with a couple areas of opportunity. One way to decrease the tax hit for recipients would be to pass on after-tax or Roth assets. For years, we have been pushing Roth 401k as an option for retirement plans. That push has led to a high percentage of plans offering a Roth 401k option, but unfortunately, we know that only 15 to 20% of participants actually take advantage of these accounts. The elimination of the Stretch IRA may be a way to get more participants to use this side of the plan. In fact, it may make most sense for mid- and late career participants who already have a relatively sizable traditional 401k balance and want to diversify the tax treatment of their assets to more aggressively fund their Roth 401ks. Plus, having these after-tax assets may be helpful for participants as they enter retirement and are faced with increased health expenses. Healthcare expenses and the elimination of the Stretch IRA could also be a way to get more participants to use their health savings account option. HSAs can be incredibly useful for folks in retirement, since assets are able to build and grow tax deferred, and if used for qualified medical expenses, they come out tax free. Plus, from an estate planning standpoint, it's important to remember that HSA accounts can be funded by anyone. It doesn't have to be the account holder who makes the contributions. In fact, those who fund the account don't need to be eligible for an HSA account. So, on an annual basis, parents could fund their child's HSA account up to the limit. Those assets can grow tax-deferred into the future and can be used to pay for current or future medical expenses. And since there is no time limit on HSA assets, this can create what some have called a medical nest egg for children. Finally, as an HSA account holder gets older, they can treat the account as a traditional IRA. But remember, they've been able to let those assets grow tax deferred for several years. Now, this does require some planning and coordination up front. An advisor would need to discuss this strategy with parents and children prior to the parent's death. But I think this is a wonderful way to help parents provide a tax-savvy inheritance for children, get a tax deduction in the process, and a great way for plan sponsors to talk about HSA benefits with participants. So there you have it. I've done my duty as a financial services professional and put out a Secure Act podcast. Hopefully, this is a little different spin than what you've heard elsewhere. And if nothing else, my hope is that this provides plan sponsors with some ideas that they can use to help participants better understand the benefits that are available to them, whether it's the HSA account, the Roth 401k, or their employer's 401k versus the state's retirement plan options. Of course, there will be more to discuss, so be sure to subscribe to the Knowledge Labs podcast channel, or check out our thoughts on the Janice Henderson blog. And if you'd like to continue the discussion, feel free to reach out. I'd love to know what you think and how I can be of service.
Janice Henderson is a trademark of Janice Henderson Group PLC or one of its subsidiaries. Copyright Janice Henderson Group PLC. In preparing this document, Janice Henderson has relied upon and assumed, without independent verification, the accuracy and completeness of all information available from public sources. The opinions and views expressed are as of the date published and are subject to change without notice. They are for information purposes only and should not be used or construed as an offer to sell, a solicitation of an offer to buy, or a recommendation to buy, sell or hold any security, investment strategy or market sector. No forecasts can be guaranteed. Opinions and examples are meant as an illustration of broader themes and are not an indication of trading intent. It is not intended to indicate or imply that any illustration, example mentioned is now or was ever held in any portfolio. Janice Henderson Group PLC through its subsidiaries may manage investment products with a financial interest in securities mentioned herein, and any comments should not be construed as a reflection on the past or future profitability. There is no guarantee that the information supplied is accurate, complete, or timely, nor are there any warranties with regards to the results obtained from its use. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Investing involves risk, including the possible loss of principal and fluctuation of value. The information contained herein is for educational purposes only and should not be construed as financial, legal, or tax advice. Circumstances may change over time, so it may be appropriate to evaluate strategy with the assistance of a professional advisor. Federal and state laws and regulations are complex and subject to change. Laws of a particular state or laws that may be applicable to a particular situation may have an impact on the applicability, accuracy, or completeness of the information provided. Janice Henderson does not have information related to and does not review or verify particular financial or tax situations, and is not liable for use of, or any position taken in reliance on, such information. This information is not intended to be legal or fiduciary advice or a full representation of all responsibilities of plan sponsors and advisors. C. 0320-299919-123021.